All right, let's jump right in, shall we? Today, we're doing a deep dive into healthcare cybersecurity. And it's a bit of a murky one.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a stack of reports here about this data breach at MediCent.
Okay.
And, they handled billing for thousands of healthcare providers.
So, like the folks processing payments and insurance claims and all that.
Yeah, exactly. The
Yeah.
ones, the ones who make sure your doctor gets paid. Now, when you first hear that, you might think, well, that's not so bad.
Yeah, not the worst thing in the world, right?
But here's the thing. This breach exposed the personal and health information of over 360,000 individuals. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people. And this breach really shows just how interconnected our healthcare system really is. I mean, MediCent, it's not exactly a household name,
Right.
but their work impacts so many providers and then in turn so many patients. It's kind of like a domino effect, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it really makes you wonder, what happens to all that data? So MediCent, they found some suspicious activity on their network back on December 29th of last year. Yeah, 2023. And thankfully, they acted quickly, took their systems offline,
Yeah.
and called in, the cybersecurity cavalry.
Yeah, that rapid response, that was absolutely crucial. In these situations, every minute counts. Containing the breach quickly can really significantly limit the damage.
Right.
Unfortunately, the investigation did reveal that a cybercriminal likely gained access to a ton of information. And
Yeah.
we're talking a treasure trove here. We're talking health insurance details, financial info, you name it.
So credit card numbers, bank accounts.
Yeah, all of that. But it even goes deeper than that. They also potentially access medical records, social security numbers, even driver's license and passport numbers.
Okay, so that is way beyond not so bad.
Yeah.
And when I read that, I immediately thought about those huge breaches at Ascension and UnitedHealth that impacted millions of people.
Yeah.
It just feels like these attacks are becoming more frequent and more sophisticated. Is healthcare just lagging behind other industries when it comes to cybersecurity?
It's a complex issue. Healthcare systems, they're often juggling a lot of different priorities with limited resources. And their digital infrastructure might not have been built with today's cyber threats in mind.
Right.
Plus, the data itself is incredibly valuable to cyber criminals. And it's not just about stealing money anymore.
Yeah.
With medical records, social security numbers, and all these identifying details, we're talking about identity theft, but on a whole new level.
Yeah.
Medical identity theft.
Medical identity theft. What does that even look like?
So imagine someone using your information to receive medical treatment, racking up bills in your name, potentially even messing with your medical history.
Wow.
And that could impact your insurance coverage, your diagnosis, even your treatment plan.
Yeah, it's more than scary. It's a violation on so many levels. So what's being done about it? I know MediCent is offering 2 years of free identity monitoring services through Kroll. Is that enough to really put people's minds at ease?
It's a step in the right direction, but it's a reactive measure. It helps individuals clean up the mess after the fact. What we really need is a fundamental shift towards proactive security.
So instead of just mopping up the spills, we need to prevent them from happening in the first place. And I know there's been a lot of talk about updating IPA regulations to strengthen data security. Is that part of the solution?
Absolutely. The proposed IPA updates aim to beef up security measures and improve data privacy. But regulations alone aren't enough. Healthcare providers need to be proactive about adopting advanced security solutions, and they need to be sharing information about threats and best practices. Think of it like an immune system for the healthcare industry. The stronger the defenses are, the harder it is for those cyber bugs to take hold.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But it feels like we're constantly just playing catch up, you know?
Yeah.
Is there anything out there that could really like move the needle on cybersecurity in healthcare?
One really promising approach is the zero trust model. You might have heard about it.
Yeah, I've heard it described as never trust, always verify, which sounds a little intense.
Yeah, a little bit like something out of a spy movie.
Right.
But it's not about being paranoid, it's about being realistic. Zero trust basically assumes that no user or device can be trusted by default. So every access request is verified, every single one.
So instead of just assuming that anyone with a username and password is legit, you're double checking every single time.
Exactly. Think of it like a security checkpoint at every door, not just at the main entrance.
Okay.
That way, if someone does manage to, breach one layer of security, they can't just easily move around and access sensitive data.
That makes sense. So how would that have played out in the medicine breach?
Well, if MediCent had a zero trust model in place, they could have potentially isolated the affected systems much, much faster, limiting the cybercriminals' access and
Yeah.
preventing them from getting their hands on so much data.
So it sounds like zero trust could be a real game changer. But I mean, is it realistic for all healthcare providers? I mean, some hospitals are still using fax machines.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Not every organization has the resources or the technical know-how to implement a full-blown zero trust model overnight. But that doesn't mean that they can't start taking steps in that direction.
Right.
Even small changes can make a really big difference, like using multi-factor authentication or limiting access to certain data based on job roles.
So it's about building that culture of cybersecurity from the ground up. But what about the individuals whose data was compromised in this breach? It's not their fault, but they're the ones left dealing with the fallout. So what can they do to protect themselves?
It is a tough situation. It shouldn't be solely on individuals to clean up the mess. But unfortunately, they often bear the brunt of the impact. The identity monitoring that Medition is offering, it's a start. But like we talked about, it's a reactive measure. It's like putting a bandage on after you've already been hurt.
Right. So what's the proactive approach for someone who's worried that their information might be out there?
Well, first and foremost, be vigilant. Check your bank accounts and your credit card statements regularly. Look for any unfamiliar charges or activity. And consider placing a fraud alert or a credit freeze on your credit reports.
I've heard those can be a hassle to deal with, though.
They can be. But honestly, the peace of mind is worth it. And if you notice anything suspicious, don't hesitate to report it to your bank or credit card company immediately. They have teams dedicated to dealing with identity theft. And you can also report the incident to the Federal Trade Commission.
This is a lot to take in. It feels like we're all just walking a tightrope in this digital world. But knowing what to look for and having those resources available makes a huge difference.
It does. And remember, knowledge is power. The more you understand about the threats and the steps you can take to protect yourself, the less daunting it all feels.
I think that's a great takeaway for our listeners. Don't be afraid to ask questions, do your research, and advocate for your own data privacy. And if this breach has taught us anything, it's that cybersecurity isn't just an IT issue. It's a patient safety issue.
Absolutely. When our health information is at risk, it's our well-being that's on the line. We need to be demanding more from our healthcare providers, asking those tough questions about their security practices, and holding them accountable for protecting our data.
Yeah, it almost feels like healthcare data is the new gold rush, you know, for these cyber criminals.
It really is. Like, they're trying to protect Fort Knox, but with outdated security systems.
What's the solution then? How do we bridge that gap? I mean, we can't just unplug the entire healthcare system and start over.
No, we need a fundamental shift in mindset. Cybersecurity can't be an afterthought. It needs to be baked into the very foundation of healthcare. I mean, imagine if we treated patient data with the same level of security as we treat financial data.
Yeah, that would be a game changer. But how do we get there? Is it just about throwing more money at the problem, or is it something deeper?
Honestly, it's both. We definitely need to invest in more robust security technologies. There's no doubt about that. But it's also about creating a culture of cybersecurity awareness at every level, from the front desk to the operating room, training staff to spot phishing emails, using strong passwords, understanding the importance of data protection. All of these seemingly small actions can really add up to a powerful defense.
So it's about empowering everyone within the healthcare system to be part of the solution.
Exactly. Exactly. Think of it like a human firewall, working alongside those technological safeguards. And let's not forget the role of government regulations and industry standards. We need strong policies and clear guidelines to make sure that all healthcare providers are meeting a certain level of cybersecurity.
So it sounds like a multi-pronged approach.
Yeah.
Technology, training, regulations, and a whole lot of collaboration.
It is, and it won't happen overnight. But the Medusan breach and all of these other large-scale attacks, these should serve as a wake-up call. The time to act is now.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from this conversation?
I want everyone listening to ask themselves this. If your healthcare provider was impacted by this breach, would you know what to do?
That's a powerful question. It really drives home the point that this isn't just an abstract problem. It's something that could directly impact every single one of us.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't wait for a breach to happen. Be proactive. Educate yourself about the risks. Understand your rights as a patient. And demand better from your healthcare providers. Ask questions, stay informed, and be your own advocate for data privacy.
It's been a sobering conversation.
Yeah.
But an incredibly important one. So thanks for breaking it all down for us.
It's been my pleasure. And remember, knowledge is power. The more we understand about the threats, the better equipped we'll be to protect ourselves and our health information.
This has been The Deep Dive, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive into a fascinating topic. Until then, stay curious and stay safe out there.